You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
You used to be able to fill in pretty comfortably as a, when the team would take Margo out, and you'd be able to fill in some at that center position.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, now all of a sudden they're bringing in these centers. You know, you're little Asia compared
hey,
to some of these.
Are you kidding me? You did not just call me little.
Well, when I look at Sylvia Fowles and I look
at
Liz Cambage, you know, you know, you are not a big girl compared to them anymore.
I am not a big girl on my team.
This is true.
So if you wanted to take the whole league, okay, fine. I'm not that tall compared relative, but it's not about height usually. You know, a lot of post work is just doing your work early. Most post players want to get closer to the basket, so when you get them outside of their comfort zone, it cuts down a lot of their effectiveness. So that's kind of what my tactic usually is, just try to get people outside of their comfort zone where their height doesn't really become a factor.
You know, for a few years back there, you know, I would sit there and I would watch, and one night you'd have Cheryl Ford and then Lauren Jackson, and, you know, just the four position was just amazingly strong. And it seems that now the center position is getting even stronger in addition to the fours. So yeah, it's getting tougher and tougher in the paint.
It is, and it's weird because now you don't really know who to call the four and who to call the five.
It's true.
You know, most teams, your scouting report is just like names. Now you don't really have a four and a five because they can do everything. But I think that's just how our sport is growing. I think everyone's just becoming more versatile. There's no, like, true anything anymore. Everybody is interchangeable. And that's just becoming more like the men's game where people are just getting better skilled. They're not just getting stuck in boxes.